The headline out of the AI world that I think is being underweighted right now is the OpenAI model hack. A co-founder of Hugging Face, one of the most important platforms in open source AI, called it a wake-up call. We don't yet have full technical details of the breach, but the framing matters. If someone with deep knowledge of model security is using language like wake-up call, they're not describing a routine incident. They're describing a failure mode that the industry has been warned about and hasn't adequately addressed.
Amazon's decision to shut down its AGI research lab is a different kind of signal. This comes after more than 30,000 corporate layoffs since October 2025, and the official framing is that Amazon is redirecting AI resources toward customer-facing products. But I want to be precise about what this represents strategically. Amazon built a dedicated AGI lab to pursue long-horizon, potentially transformative AI research. Shutting it down in favor of customer-facing applications isn't a retreat from AI. It's a bet that near-term commercial deployment beats long-term research in the current competitive environment.
And that bet is directly supported by what SemiAnalysis is now reporting. OpenAI and Anthropic together now dominate the AI landscape, with Google having slid to fifth place by their ranking. That's a remarkable claim, given that Google has the largest proprietary AI training infrastructure in the world and has been in this space the longest of any major technology company. If it's accurate, it suggests that organizational focus, product velocity, and developer ecosystems are mattering more right now than raw compute capacity.
OpenAI's Presence product is worth unpacking because it's the thing that sent software stocks sliding this week. Presence is essentially an AI-native enterprise platform designed to compete directly with the kind of workflow tools that Salesforce, ServiceNow, and other SaaS companies have built over the past 15 years. When software stocks drop on news about an AI competitor, investors are making a specific judgment that the incumbent's moat, the subscription revenue, the integrations, the customer lock-in, is more vulnerable than the SaaS companies have been telling investors. That's a meaningful repricing.
Google's move into selling TPU chips commercially is fascinating from a competitive dynamics perspective. Google has been using its Tensor processing units internally for years, and they are, by most accounts, very good at specific AI inference tasks. By becoming a semiconductor vendor, Google is essentially betting that it can capture margin at the hardware layer rather than, or in addition to, the software layer. This puts it in more direct competition with NVIDIA, but in a narrower slice of the market, AI workloads specifically.
The Stripe Open Router talks are the deal that most caught my attention from a business architecture standpoint. Open Router is an AI API routing platform. It lets developers access models from multiple providers through a single interface. Stripe buying it for a reported $10 billion would represent a bet that the payment and financial infrastructure layer of AI applications is going to be extraordinarily valuable. Stripe essentially wants to be the financial plumbing for the AI economy, and controlling the routing layer for model access is a logical extension of that ambition.
OpenAI rolling out ChatGPT Health to US users while simultaneously facing a medical advice lawsuit is the kind of tension that regulatory bodies are going to have to grapple with directly. The product is out, the users are using it, and the legal framework for high-generated medical guidance should be regulated hasn't caught up. That gap between deployed capability and legal accountability is going to be a defining challenge for the next several years of AI development.
Zuckerberg's AI ad campaign deserves a brief mention here because of the internal signal it carries. The campaign's message, Meta is betting on people, is designed to counter dystopian AI narratives. But the reporting notes this comes amid internal struggles with slower-than-expected agent development. When a CEO launches a consumer-facing optimism campaign at the same time that internal timelines are slipping, it's worth noting the gap between the public narrative and the private reality.
And let me add the Google study of 15 million AI conversations, the Atlas study, because it complicates the dominant narrative about AI transforming work. The finding is that workers are using AI tools on only about a fifth of their tasks. The adoption is broad but shallow. That doesn't mean the transformation isn't happening. It means it's happening more slowly, and in a more targeted way than the most aggressive forecasts suggested. For anyone trying to model the actual productivity impact of AI on the economy, that 20% figure is a much more grounded starting point than the exponential narratives.